Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Great Tribulation. While the entire tribulation period is going to be bad, the last half of the tribulation is going to be especially terrible, especially for Israel. This will be an unparalleled time of suffering for Israel. Matthew 24:21, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. What marks the start of this unparalleled time of tribulation is the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, as referenced by Christ in Matthew 24:15. This event is that which Daniel prophesied about in Daniel 9:27, in which Antichrist will break his covenant relationship with Israel. This marks the time when Antichrist will commit the height of abomination by going into the rebuilt Jewish temple and declaring himself to be God. This will signal the very worst of times for all the Jews, and it will be the time of Jacob's trouble. Matthew 24:15, we have the abomination spoken of by Daniel. Matthew 24:21, great tribulation unparalleled. Jeremiah 30:7, the time of Jacob's trouble unparalleled. We read in Jeremiah 30:6, ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? This time of judgment is going to be so severe that it is figuratively referred to in terms of a woman suffering labor pains. This imagery is used in both the Old Testament and the New Testament to depict the suffering that will be experienced during this time. Isaiah 13:8 reads, and they will be afraid. Pangs and sorrows will take hold of them. They will be in pain as a woman in childbirth. They will be amazed at one another. Their faces will be like flames. 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says, for when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Note that the labor pains description in Jeremiah 30:6-7 corresponds to the labor pain descriptions in 1 Thessalonians 5:3 related to the day of the Lord. Both of these texts are describing what happens within the context of the day of the Lord's judgment. The scripture records two quote-unquote pregnancies in relation to Israel and her Messiah. The first labor figure is found in Revelation 12:2, regarding Israel metaphorically giving birth to the Messiah in regard to the incarnation at the time of Christ's first coming. The second labor figure is found in Micah 5:3-4, regarding Israel metaphorically giving birth to a converted remnant that will usher in the Messiah at his second coming. The time of Jacob's trouble describes the labor pains associated with the second pregnancy related to the second coming. The context of Jeremiah in writing Jeremiah 30:31 was right at the time of the Babylonian captivity. Prophecy often has aspects of a near partial and distant complete fulfillment. Judah in the days of Jeremiah was facing a very dark time, but was promised eventual restoration on the other side of the 70 years of Babylonian captivity. See Jeremiah 29:10-14. At the same time, the prophet also saw a future of even greater unparalleled distress for Israel. But once again, she would ultimately be saved out of it. Jeremiah 30:7 goes on to say, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Jacob refers to Israel. Jacob fathered 12 sons who became the catalyst for the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob was given the name Israel by God in Genesis 32:28. So the flow of thought in Jeremiah 30 is that Israel is first brought back to the land, as seen in Jeremiah 30:3. After they have returned to the land, then they will experience the time of trouble described in Jeremiah 30, 4 through 7. The birth pangs experience found in Jeremiah 30, 6 and 7 is the climax of birth pangs, of birth pains described by Jesus in Matthew 24, 8, where he says, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Jeremiah 30, 6 and 7, ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor, and the faces turn pale? Alas, for the day is great, so that none is like it. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. The time of Jacob's trouble is shown to be a unique time with none other like it. But Israel will be saved out of it. There will be deliverance in the end with the second coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, returning to deliver Israel and set up his kingdom. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.